Miandav, Tzadik Aleph, Amet Aleph, around four lines before the star, where the lines start widening out. Teshma, Ochal Beis Gidim Mi Beis Yerechet. A person ate two Gidim from two Yerechet, Mi Beis Behemet, from two different Behemet. So since it says it was from two different Behemet, so Al-Kokoch, both of the Yerechet were both Yerechet Sheminet. One wasn't a Yerech Shemini, a Yerech Shemayel, because then you don't need two Behemet. Now both Yereches are Yerech Yamin, therefore you need two Behemoths, and he ate two Gidim from two Yereches. So the Tanakama holds Seifik Pei that he like 80 Malkis because he ate two Gidim Asura. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Aine Seifik Ella Aboy. Rabbi Yehuda holds he's like a man. Since the Tanna said that the two Yereches are coming from two Behemoths, Pshita de Tavayu le Yisure. So it's poshet that both Yereches are also the Yereches, and that's why you hear to say that there were two Behemoths. Rabbi Yehuda Yitzchak, and that's why he mentioned, according to the Chachamim, you don't need two behemoths. One behemoth is sufficient because the Chachamim holds that the Yerech, you meet the Gidon, the Yerech, meaning the Yerech smile is higher. So Al Kolchoch, the two behemoths are libe the Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi for 1 minute before we go further. Mishtei behemet, we do not get mishtei behemet. Vihechi, dinahevi tavayu, yimoniyos nokat. That's why he hopped on two behemet. The both of the yereches should be a yerech yamin. The yamin usmoil, mali shtei behemet, mali achas. The two different yereches, you don't need two behemet. Ulav Yehuda itzareh. And the Mele, he hopped on two behemoths, the Av Gav, the Tavayu, the Isurit, that even both of the Gidim are also the Kegidim, because both of them are from the Yerushimim, Kapotale, Bechad Malkis, Av Pikain, you're not like his time. The time to the Mephorish, Lekamon. But later, the Gemara is going to say the reason she'ain ben shneim elatizai that the machlekes that Tanakamim Rabbi Yehuda is if you are like on a git even though it doesn't have a shir kezayit but since it's a belia so you don't need a shir kezayit. The Tanakama holds that. You don't need a beria, you're also chayv, an achilus beria, you're chayv, even though it's not a kezayit. So therefore, he ate two berias, and the mele he's chayv twice malkis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that it doesn't have a teiras beria, and it's speaking about the pashtus loshon of Rashi, Vayos, L'chayr, not the way the Bach says, Rashi brought down before Machlokes, but here the pashtus lashon of Rashi would seem she'ein bein shneim ela kezayit, that both of them together are a kezayit. And the mele, so you mitzaref, even though they're two berias, but it's one kezayit. The im is afkelei, if Yehuda is mesupik, if you take loike on the gid of the yerech in me, am I lucky at the Luchod? So why are you like the Chlau? Could be he ate the git from the wrong Yerech. Duma Tavai the Teire. Hoyu Lushtayim Yemoniye. So from this we see the Mifshad Pshitele. Shmamina, let's get back to the Gemara. Shmamina, Mifshad Pshitele, Shmamina. That is poshit that the Yerech, the git on the Yerech, you mean, that's the gid that is also. fragt die Gemorre, wie ich schiet allei, am Mai Seifig, Mem, Besuloi, ist es poschig, dass das Gid ist, die Ossadike, das Gid von der Jerchemin ist der Ossadike Gid, so he ate two of these Gidim, das will keep pay. So, the Gemorre ends is, auch über Mai Eskinen, ke gein de les boi kizai. Speaking about that the Gidim don't have a kizai, Loshen of Rashi blessed behem kezai. That was the Loshen of Rashi. Shein ben shneyem elo kezai. But both together, by both of them, shein ben shneyem elo kezai, both of them only have a kezai. The sanye, we learned about Raisa, ochloi be'en by kezai, chayit. The Tanakama holds that if a person eats a complete gift, even though there's no kezayit, so it's chayit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheyehei bo kezayit. Rabbi Yehuda holds he needs a kezayit. The Rashi says, ochloi gid shalim, chayit, the Tanakama holds ye chayit, ka'ichu nemola koshu, just like if a person eats a nemola, שהוא חייב, משום דבר יהו, וחושב איסו. I think it would be more understandable if we would make a little grace, וחושב איסורי. ואיסו is חושב, because it's a barrier. So you don't need a kezayis in order to be חייב. על כפונים, בסת המחלוקת, רב יהודה הולד, and the mola mesome is a barrier in the shomer, so therefore there's a chshivis of a barrier by the mola. By a gift, even though since it's not a various neshama, not a whole creature, so mameila there you need an achilas kezai. V'taima mai. Now the Gemara asks, so what is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chil of gida noshe is after the yerechimim. So what was the reason? What is Taka? Now we see Adas Machaz, Das Teire is Machia. So the time of my Oma Rova, Oma Kro Hayerech. It says Al Kaf Hayerech. So Hayerech means Hayim Miyumenes Shebeyerech. The Hay is coming to tell us, here I have in the Moisep Rashi, Rashi, the being from Rashi and Kedushin, Yalef lo mehei, the hayerech, the dorash hayerech, cheshuva shabi yerechai, the choshevi yerech, and the choshevi yerech, mesomet, the choshevi is the yerech hayemi, ami yumene shabi yerech. The Rabbono, what do the Rabbono do with this hay? Who the poshet isurei bekulei. That the gid, we have in the picture in the Sichas Chulan, we have the difference between the gid pnimi and the gid chitzaini, that the gid pnimi goes the whole length of the yara. The poshet isurei bekulei yara. Mafuke chitzain doloi. The Git Chitzayni only encounters the Yerech in a small mokem. From a mele, so the Hayerech is called, that means the Git that poshet Yisurei Bekula Yerech. Let us see Rashi, time of my Pshitele Rab Yehuda Vishal Yami, who had the Chiva Yerech Lashminin Ota the Bahil Git Koi. Speaking about this gid, the poshet isurei bekula yerech, that the whole gid is nifshat and the whole yerech, who the kan nuknoisov v'sharoshov nifshatim b'chol yerech, v'hainu gid hapnimi hagodol hanimtzeis betchilas priyas yerech. When you separate the yerech from its socket, so you have there already the Gida Pnimi, the Gida Chitzen, first compacts the Yerech later underneath that Mokim. So this is the whole length of the Kafa Yerech. We have this kid over here. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omakho Behei Ofkoi Imoi. Another Mekoyel that Rabbi Yehuda derived from this, that it means the Yerech Yemini. Behei Ofkoi Imoi. So he learned that that an aleph is mischalef with a ches, so it's beheichav koi imoy. That means that the malach was hugging Yaakov Avinu beheichav koi imoy ke adam shechayvek es chaveiroi. So a person is chayvek es chaveiroi v'yodai magas lekaf yeminei shel chaveiroi. And this chayvek him, so the hand will reach down to the kaf yeminei shel chaveiroi. So just like by Yaakov Avinu, the Sichas Chulin is a picture on Tov Tzadik, that just like by Yaakov Avinu, the Gid and the Yerech Yemin was damaged from the Mele, that's the Gid that was Nesa. The Rashi, Shechayvek es chaveiroi milfonav. That means the malach was in front of Yaakov Avinu, and he was hugging him. The yodai ayemonis, so the right hand of the malach megas lekaf yerech yemonis shel chaveiroi meachayrov. So it reaches from the back yerech the yerech yemonis shel chaveiroi meachayrov. So behi chavkoi. So that is coming to tell us that it's the Yerech Yemin. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeini Omar, ki oived kechovim nidmaloi. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeini says a different makoyel that it's the Yerech Yemin. Ki oived kechovim nidmaloi. Now this malach appeared to Yaakov Avinu like a goy. The Omar Mar, Yisrael shem nitfaloi oivet kechovim baderech. If a goy comes next to a yid, toifloi liyaminoi. So the yid should make sure that the goy should be on his right side. So that means if the goy is going to start fighting with him, so he'll have his right hand to be loichem with the goy. If the goy will be on his left side, so he can't fight with the goy, because that's his weak side. So Memele, that's why Yaakov Avinu made sure that the goy was on the right side. What does Rashi say? Rashi say, Ka'ivet kechovim nidmaloi. Kesava hoye Yaakov, shu'ivet kechovim. And Yaakov Avinu wanted to make sure, v'toflei liyaminoi. So he made sure that this guy was on his right side. Kidei shei mezumen la'oksei, that he'll be able to grab him in yokem olah. Ubiyerech haslucha lo'inoga. Lemaise the guy touched the right yerech, because he was next to the right yerech. And the Gemara wants to find Das Teure. We heard before on Rav Tzadik Amad Beit, there was a Shaila, what is Pshat and Rav Yehuda? As Rav Yehuda holds that it's Das Teure, from the Pasuk you see that it's the Yerech Yemin, or Das Machas, or Svore. There Rashi mentioned the Mistome, Anevekim Chavere, Kshunaisin Yemin, Lismol Chavere, Vachopke, Yodai Magas Mechav, Misvore, it was the right Yerech. And we, that's why we mentioned the Leivarie says the difference between that what Rashi mentions, Das Noite, and the Gemara brings it as a Makar, because our Gemara is held the Behei Ofkoi is Meyuta, and we dash, and we dash coming for this purpose. There Rashi is saying, without a Yitzhar of Behei Ofkoi, some say Misvara, it was that way. But Al Koponim, where do we see in the Posek? If we need Das Teire, so that means we have to have a Gilu Yakro, that it was the right Derech. Now, here the Gemara says a whole Cheshbon, that he looked like a Goy. So Memela, so he made sure he was on the right side. Memela was on the right side, so Memela, so he touched the right Derech, the Goy touched the right Derech, which was next to him. Where do we see this in the Pasuk? So the Marsha says, the Pasuk says, that the Malach saw Shloihoya Yocholoi, he was unable to conquer, to throw over Yaakov Avinu. It's Vayiga Bechat Yerechoi. So that spells it out. Why was Lehoya Yocholoi? Because he was on the right side of Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu was able to fight with him with his right hand, with his kaya. So that's Lehoya Yocholoi. And therefore, Vayigah Bekaf Yerech, but that was Lehoya Yocholoi to overcome him. But Al Kaponim, the Yerech was next to him. So that was the Yerech he was able to, that's the Yerech he was able to be Negeya. That one shot. Rav Shmuel bar Ache Kamei de Rav Popper Mishmei de Rove Barula Omar Ke Talmud Chocham Nivmaloi. This person looked like a Talmud Chocham. The Omar Mar Amahalach Li Yamin Rabbi Hareza Bu. And a person who goes on the right side of his Rebbe, he doesn't have the Rechef. The Rebbe has to be on the right side. So Yaakov Avinu held this was a Talmud Chochem. So he gave him covered as a Rebbe. So Memela, so he put him on the right side. So it's also the same thing. I mean, we know Yocholoi because he was on the right side. Yigeh Bekaf Yerechoi. But now we have a Shiloh why he was on the right side. Because let's see what Rashi says. Toifloi liyaminoi mechabroi liyamin. Others, Kadeshi Yaakov Lismil Hamalach, he should be Lismil, Areza Bur, Ein Boy Chochmas Derecheret, if he goes on the right side of the Rebbe. The Ein Eliyo, and says, the Pashtus, this was Sorai Shal Esav, and Sorai Shal Esav is a Samach Mem, who a Yekahor, who a Sotna, Malach Hamovis, it's all one union. So the Engel Yo says that, this is how the Yekahor works. First, he works Kigoynid Malay, first he tells him to do a Grababele. He starts that way. And if he's not successful, so Ketalmud Chochem Nid Malay. So then he tells him to do the Avera, but it's a mitzvah with alumdis, with those, and so the Eight Sahara works with on the two fronts. You can never be sure you have the Goyin in Rus is a little Marech on this Nekudah, he says the same Nekudah that the Yetzahara can sometimes tell a person to do an Aveira, and if he's not successful, he tells him it's a mitzvah, and he hopes that way, and there's not perhaps some sort of a mitzvah there, but there's kam Aveiras ha-mu'utas in this mitzvah. The going to Zamir the Kipshat, he says, so how does a person know if he has a psah? Cheshek to do a mitzvah, so who is the one that's telling him to do the mitzvah? Which Yetzer? Yetzer can also tell him to do mitzvahs. So the Goyin says, Amazniki Yisod, the Goyin says, he says, the simon is as follows. If he has a rotten to do a mitzvah and you start doing the mitzvah, you should see if it's going to go easy or if it's going to go with difficulty. If it's going to go with difficulty, that's why it's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah for care. The mitzvah to the Yetzirah, the group that normally doesn't want to do mitzvah, and the Yetzirah will be machted on the person that he shouldn't do the mitzvah. That's a riot to mitzvah. If it goes, mommy, she wants to do it. It's going so bishmach. That's a riot that's from the Yetzirah. How is it that the group should want to do the mitzvah and the Yetzirah shouldn't interfere? There's no such thing. And the Goyim says that that's pshat and posik, that Nomi, it says, Vaterekim misametzes hilo leches. But Nomi did not know if Rus really is Machab Moshem Shemayim, not Machab Moshem Shemayim. So Nomi noticed something, that Rus was having difficulties to keep up with her. Kihi misametzes lo leches. So he says, why should she, Nomi was an elderly woman, Rus was a young woman, and she had difficulties to keep up with Nomi. So then she realized that the Yetzirah is making it difficult for her to walk with her. So then she realized that that this is what she's doing is mitzad the Yetzirah. Others want to say this is a very interesting Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Now, I'm shifting down the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, that the Talmud Chochem Yidmaloi, that it was a Malach Tati. There's a Manatzoi Shal Esav. It was the Malach that was sent to protect Yaakov Avinu from Esav. That's what it says in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. So the Shaila is, that in Leo asks, if he brings down his Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, that the Rabbeinu sent him a Malach to fight, so to help him against Esav, so why did he fight with him? That's a problem. So then Leo said something very interesting. He said the Malach came to help him. He didn't want a Malach. He wanted the Rabbeinu Shalom to help him. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Shalom said he's sending a Malach. He doesn't want a Malach. He wants the Rabbeinu Shalom alone. And so Yaakov Avinu also didn't want a Malach. And the Malach came, he says, and that's why he called with the Malach. And Lamaise seems Yaakov Avinu made a choice in this Nakuda because it seems he wasn't Zeicher, or the Deiris, the later Deiris, would not be Zeicher to have such a Shmire from the Rabbeinu Shalom alone. So that is why the Yige Bekat Yereche is going on the Deiris that will come out, that that therefore he was not Zeicher to have such a Shmire from Kavyocha from the Rabbeinu Shalom alone. So this is Al Kaponim, another two Mahalchim to understand Rabbi Yehuda's Mekar, that the way the Masho explained, the Pasuk says, Lehoyo Yocholoi. So we see why was the Yocholoi, because he was on the right side of Yaakov Avinu, and Vayiga Behat Yerechai, that was the Yerech that was closest to the Malach. Verabonon meyachayre yosef. Verabonon hold that he came in back of him. V'noshei b'tavayu, and the mele, so he displaced the both yidim. Fact, verabonon hay be'opka imoy maydol shibe. Him be'opka imoy. That's v'yevoy. So what's the Beyoke Ima is Miyuta? What's Beyoke Ima Maido Shibay? Mi boilei, look at the Idach, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Oma, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Melamed Shelu Ofik Margaloisam at Kise Yakovet, Sivhoche Beyoke Ima, Sivhosam Banan Ovok Radvok. Zot Rashi. Rabbanon, the pligi ad Rabbi Yehuda ba'oschi betavayu, kasavri ma'achayre yosi, v'noshe betavayu hiko, v'noshe betavayu hiko b'shtayim, ad shenoshe mimkayim ba'obu. Hai v'yokkoi maidoshes beit. So what's the reidu v'yokkoi? Lomeli l'mikte v'klau. Lav l'meime d'chederech anevokim noga boi. That's the lotion. It's the aleph is nishalef v'taches. So the Gemara answers, Hello, Obok Magoloisam at Kisei Yaakovet. This is a very difficult Gemara to understand, this Hello, Obok at Kisei Yaakovet. The Ben Yehuda says as follows. He says it's very Dvarim Amukim Moed. I'd like to read over a chiluk of the lashon of the Ben Yehuda. Umi yuchal l'shayer habiru hagodel v'hatikon hanisgav asher osa yakev olav asholem oisa elaylo v'ovoit hakodesh asher kiven v'osak boi. That means there was ovok that came up miraglei Yaakov, there was Ovok that came up from the regal of the Malach. Behine, Yaakov Avinu Rodav Es Oivoy Bekoichai HaKodesh Admokim Tachlis Achizosoy. That means it seems that the Malach also had an Echize to the Kisei HaKodesh, and Yaakov Avinu went up to there. The Nitzchay, and he, that means he went up till there, and he was Menatzeach the Ovok of the Sori Shalaisav. V'imtirtzel Lodas Malas Hatikun Ba'biru Sha'osa Yaakov Avinu. If you want to know what Yaakov Avinu accomplished, Ra'ei Ma'ashekosa B'medrash Shir HaShirim. With the Medrash in Shir HaShirim, the Medrash Darshan's Mikteires Meir Ulevoyne Mikol Atkas Reichel. Rav Yudin Oymer, Kol Ha Reichleis, that means all the Reichel is like a peddler, or all the Parnose, She Yisrael Oysin Umatlichin Bo'ilom Azeh. The Klal Yisrael has Parnosa on this world, Bishus Oisei Ovok, Mikoil Avkas Reichel. This is the Shus of the Ovok that Yaakov Avinu was Male at Kisei Yaakovet. That is Azriel Oymer, Kol Melchomai She Yisrael Oisin, Umatlichen Bishus Ha'ovok shel Yaakov Avinu. That was Klal Yisrael's Matliach in Melchome. That's in the Shus of Yaakov Avinu. Rab Rechye v'Rab Simin b'Shem Rab Abo Oysoi Ha'ovok not lo Yaakovish Boruch Hu v'nosnoi tachas Kisei Yaakov. So the Ben Yehuda says the Musogim are very difficult to understand, but he says there was a Birur and Tikon Nizgo that Yaakov Avinu had accomplished. It's not Stamazoi. It is telling us of the Mala Ovek at Kisei Yaakovet, the Mulchomo went till the Kisei Yaakovet, and Yaakov Avinu was Menatzeach, the Sorei Shalaisov, Mishayroshoi. Venire, and he appears always, the Ovok, Roshay Tevis, Oiro, Brocha, Kedusha. That was in the Ovok of Yaakov Avinu. Zok the Gemara weiter, Ba'omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lama Nikra Shmoy Gid Anosha. Why is it called Gid Anosha? She Nosha Mimkoymoy, it was Koyfet Mimkoymoy Ba'olah. That means it left the place where it is, and it was Nosha Mimkoymoy. Heinu Oymar, Noshisha Gvurosam Hoyu Lenosh. So Rashi says, Nosha Mimkoymoy Kofat. Noshisha Gvurosam Kofta Gvurosam, the Gvura left them, Hoyu Lenoshim, Haloshim Kenoshim. אמר רב יוסי ברב חנינה, מי דכסיב, דבר שולח ביעקב ונופל בישראל, דבר שולח ביעקב, זה אגיד הנושא. But this was a דבר that was done to יעקב אבינו, ונופל בישראל, שפושת ישראל בכל ישראל. ואומר רב יוסי ברב חנינה מי דכסי, וטבויח טבח והוכן, it says that Yosef told Yishal Beisoy, וטבויח טבח והוכן, פרא להם בייס השחיתה, והוכן תו גיד אנושה בפניהם, ואומר גיד אנושה נסה לבני נויח. Yeah. So with a teaching the Tvoyach Tevach Vohochem. So let's see, what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Dovah Nishlach B'yakei, Nofo B'Yisrael, B'chol Yisrael, that Tvoy Yisrael is Nizra, and Achille is Kidanosh. Pralahem Beis HaShchite, Shloyemru, Bosa, Anachire, Ani Oichel, that they shouldn't think that it's Bosa Nechire, if he should be Yaakov, Shemri Mitzvah Soye. Af al pi, Shaloi Nitna Teire, Mikubolam Hoyu Me'avei Seye. So the Maite, they shechted, I mean, even though there was no Indian of Shchite, before Matan Teire, but Al Kaponim, was Mikubol Me'avei Seye. אבל מי דכסי בוחן תו גדענוש בפניהם כמאן דאומה גדענוש נסה לבני נויח. So Rashi says כמאן דאומה במסניסן גדענוש נסה להם באוידום בני נויח. So from here we see that the גדענוש was נסה when they were still בני נויח, and that פשט בוחן. Hoching is to show that they were also la'ochloi, because they were netzah b'gidanoshe, so Memele, they told them that tu gidanoshe b'fnei. Let us see Teisvis. Command oma gidanoshe netzah l'bnei noye. Vim toima dume loy netzah. The more saying, according to this pshat, we see that the Gidanosa was Nessa Libnei Noyach. That means when they were still Libnei Noyach, before Matan Torah, they were not allowed to eat the Gidanosha. So Memele, so that shot in the Pesach, Vohochein. Vaitaisvis, Vidume Loi Nessa, could be, it wasn't Nessa, Vohochi, Hoyu Mekaimin, Kemoi Shchite. Kamalei pralehem beis hashchite. So Teisves amordike kashe. The Gemara says, from Vohochin means tu gidanoshe bifneyem. So Memele, so you see that they were mitzuv and gidanoshe. So Teisves says, could be they weren't mitzuv. Now just like the pralehem beis hashchite, they weren't mitzuv, but they were the Kabbalim Hoyim Avei Seyim, so it could be, that means they were Mekayim the Torah Kaidim Shenitno, so it could be that Gidanosha, they also were Mekayim Kaidim Shenitno. Yeshloima Midakoma Vohochein, Mashma Dabalav Hochi Loi Mishteri. From the word Vohochein, it would seem Dabalav Hochi Loi Mishteri. The Masho says Pshat in Teisvis that Vohochen is a Loshen Tzibui. Utvoyach Tevach is a Loshen, as he says, Velit Voyach Tevach. It wasn't a Tzibui, that Vohochen was a Tzibui, so a Tzibui, that means he told them before, Shvaisles was an Issa of Gidanoshe. L'chayra, I thought, Poshe Pshat could be, Litvoyach Tevach is a pula. He told them to shech. So it's not raya. He told them to shech because they were mezuv in shchita, or they were noyed in shchita. That's a din in the gavre. That's a din in the to do. The first Tevach is the pula, what to do. Vahochein is a lotion that the boso became mucham lechel. That's l'chei radin in the chepte, that the boso became mucham lechel. That means if it would only be a loche, that kimu as a teire kaidim shenito, so napshad is that the boso becomes mucham lechel. It's mucham lechel without this, that's the din in the gabre. That means they were noyed not to eat the gidanoshe, but not that the boso is mucham lechel. So al kolkoch, that b'hochein is the halacha that there was a tzivui. The Maral wants to say as follows. He says, this whole concept, says the Moedek HaChiddush, wants to say that the concept of being Mekayim mitzvahs, Kaidim Shenitnu, before Matan Torah, so the Maral says as follows. The Vadai mitzvahs asay shua voides amokim, sha'oise maise bepoyo. I mean, he's doing something, a mitzvah is a voides amokim, he's doing a pula, mitzvah ike, so that's called, he's doing a maise ha-mitzvah, avshaloi nitztave, even though there was no tzivah, but he's doing a maise ha-mitzvah. V'yeish lasos, memelo, there's a mokim to do it, there's an accomplishment by doing it. Avo mitzvahs loisase, ima odom potomina loisase, einau se shum schar ime kaime moiso. That means not doing something what I am permitted to do, that's nothing. Ve ein ve isha shum inyin shloitake pas loisha. There's an inyin for an isha to ben shlulev, to hit ki yeshiva, she's doing a maisa mitzvah, she's not mitzvah. But al kaponim, there's an inyan, she's doing a maisa mitzvah. But there's no inyan whatsoever not to cut off her payis, because if it's by her, it's not also, it's nothing. It's not, she's not doing anything. Umishim hochi, so the Maral continues, also lo leches beveis akvoris betitzis, Mishim loyig l'rosh, a person is not allowed to go on the base of clothes with tzitzit, because it's loyig l'rosh, that means you don't have this mitzvah. V'leke isa lahalbish es hamei shatnes. But the tachichim allowed to be shatnes, because by a veiris, if I'm not mitzvah, so it's nothing. And he says, therefore, yake devina married to achois. Because that's an aveiris. Before Matan Torah, he's not mitzvah in the Aveira, so it's not called, I'm doing something. The whole Indian of any mitzvah voice is dafke by a maisa mitzvah and not by a veira. This is the Maral Teret on Tosfos. Now let's see the second Teret. Inami pralu beisa shchita. Aino nechira shenitztavu al hanechira. The Achreinim ask on this teret of Tosfos is a very difficult teret. I mean, Tosfos is saying just like, not like Rashi, just like Vahochein means that this is something that had to be done. It had to he had to show them that the Gidanosha was taken out. So in the same way, he had to show them that it was Geshochna, so Taisa had a kasha, but the not Mitzvah in Shchit, he didn't have to show them. So Taisa says, yeah, he had to show them that it was Nechire, Shenitztavu ala Nechire. This is a Moiradike Chiddush, that there was a Tzivui and Nechire, that they were not allowed to eat a dead behemoth. They had to make Nechire, they didn't have to shecht it up here. Hilche Shchite, the Konin Veshe, but they had to make Mechire. So this is the Achoinim, the Marich, and this places where Tosfos got this from, that Ben Noyach is Metzuvah Ala Mechire. Others want to say that Bohochen to Yitanoshe Bifneye, that they should see how the Gidanosha was taken out. Others want to say it would be the doing it out in Mitsuva Vaisha, it doesn't have to be the Fneya. They could be same as like an Akum Mesir Mafitumay. Someone, one of the Achayim stels too, so it's just like a Nisar Darabonon, which you could be same as an Akum Mesir Mafitumay. But here it said, Bifneyan, that they had to see, they had to be in front of them, you couldn't rely on them, so that's the guy that was at the right. Zot the Gemara weiter, Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi, Omar Rabbi Lozo, Shinishtaya Alpachim Ktanim. That he was Nishtaya Alpachim Ktanim, he can with Tadikim, Shechov of Aleim, Mamoinam, Yeser, Migufam, Chol Kach Lomo, Vifi, Shem Poishtim, Yudeyim, Begezel. Let us see Rashi, Zat Rashi, Shinishtaya Alpachim Ktanim, the whole kelim, acheshuvim, all the choshev kelim, umikne kvari biram, is nacho yavoy, to receive laelmine, ve yavoy es kola shaloi, uhu nishar al pachim ktanim, so he went back because of pachim ktanim, so he speak lahavir umoshchaloi, that mchoshchaloi, so Rashi seems to say that he did not have time to bring over, so he went back for the Pachim Ktanim, Pachosh Chaloi. The Gemara says that the reason for this is, Shechoviv Aleim Amainam Yaisam Igufam, Chol Kachlam Afishem Poishtim Yedeim Begezel. The Rabaran, the Mishnah's Rabaran, he wants to say, what is pshat chaviv aleihem mamoinam yaisem igufam vishem poishim yedeim begezel. So he says, a very interesting pshat. She'etzem ha'choke min hora, we see there's such an inyan of gdorim, siyogim, who rotzin Hashem Yisboch. This is rotzin Hashem Yisboch, that a person should not be a tightrope walker, but he should make gedorim and siyogim, that he should be rochik min achet min aver. Ba'ovais kimu kol ha'achokis, they were mekayim all the ha'achokis, v'chol ha'tachbulois, v'srachik v'tachlis ha'richuk min achet. That means they wanted to make sure they should not be in an amatzim that they could be nichshol v'chet. U'bozeh nichlal shmiras mamoinam. And in this richuk min achet, so they were very careful about their money. D'chdei limnoya sad efshorus shel nisoyin b'zeh machmas chesorin mamoinam. That means the Rabbi Shalom gives a person the money he needs to exist. That's it. He's given that money. If a person is mevazviz the money, he's mezalzon the money, so he's not batuach that the Rabbi Shalom give him more money. And then he's put in the soyin of gezel. Because he needs money, he doesn't have money. So memele, so it's a big nesoyin. That's pshat shem poishtin yideyim begezel. So memele, so the richuk that he never wanted to be, this money, these pachim ktanim, were given to him by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So he felt that als the zehirus, not to be nichshon this begezel, hoye kedai lo ilikones betoirech godo, b'shvil ha-zehiros v'achokem min achet.
So that means, so that was the anhoge of Yaakov Avinu. Le'idach Gisa Rabaran says, we see that when it came to purchasing the chelek of Esav from the Ma'ora Samach Pele, so all the money he had made by Lavan, he made a big kri, Rashi says, and he gave it all to Lavan. So he says, we see a Moirinike paradox in Yaakov Avinu. Here when it comes to Pachim Ktanim, he was batrich himself to make sure that he shouldn't lose these Pachim Ktanim. When it came to Voluchnius, that means that a Rosh shouldn't be nikbar Eitzel Tzadik, Esav should not be nikbar in the Boris HaMachpelah. So then money didn't mean anything. Then he gave also kri, he made a kri godel of everything he had made by Lavan, which is a tremendous amount of money. When he came to Ruchnius, money didn't mean anything. Rashi Mesech Tesoite, Rashi says, the Bali Yamune, she mevazvazin, mamoinam, the mevazvaz the moment, and for tzorchi mitzvah, for tzloke. But what that means, when it comes to Ruchnius, then mamon doesn't mean anything. This was an hog of Yaakov Avinu. Vayyovek ish imoy adalois ha-shachar. Amar Rab Yitzhak mikan lo Talmud Chochem shlayetzi yechidi balayla. Let us see Rashi. Mitakoma ad aloysa shacha. The Yeovik was ad aloysa shacha. Shma mino leinitna rishus lemazik lahazik biyoin. Lefikach lehutzrich shmire. So then you didn't need shmire. But balayla, you need shmire. Bekan lo Talmud Chochem, Shrei Yaakov nisha yechidi v'uzok. So memele, so that's why he was talking genizik, balayla shlayetzi yechidi balayla. Pshay Batzma de Ben Yehoda says, let's see Tosfos first. Mikan lo Talmud Chochem shlayetzi yechidi balayla. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, v'davke noke Talmud Chochem, Mishum de mazikin miskanim bohem. That means there's a besondere kine and from mazikim. Kedamrinen gimel tzrichen shimu melech betalmud chochem vechosam. So memele, so that's why shlei. So then the belailos the man that the mazikin are shoylet. So memele he should. He needed a protection. That's why the other leis hashachar there was a shlita to be leichem with him. V'hod amorim bereish psochim loilam yichnas odom bechitoy. The mashme kol odom midloinoket talmud chacham. Osam mayri berochik min hayir mibnei amirsholus valistim. They're talking about someone else. The person is far away from the city, so memela there, he's not acquainted with the derech, so it could be there's mirsholus in the derech, so there that's a din b'cholodo. But here there's a besundra din in a Talmud Chochem because the mazikim amiskanabot.